Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz
and Moose. Hey. It is Taz and the Moose with you here on this Friday morning. Coming to you live, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Mike Pete across the way. Heller with your update says we have an hour left to play with on what has been a tumultuous and busy Friday morning.
That's one way to put it. That's
yes.
Exactly. No, it's been
yes.
a great show so far.
Fantastic. Jake DeLome joined us earlier on in the program. If you missed it, hit us up at radio.com, Apple Podcasts. Make sure to download that podcast each and every day. And we certainly appreciate all the support you provided this show since we launched January 2nd of last year. Numbers have been fantastic, and want to thank everybody for doing that each and every day.
Absolutely.
So we certainly appreciate it, the entire Taz and the Moose team. All right, third and final hour, let's get to it, the three.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose, number one.
Alvin Gentry says AD situation has been a dumpster fire.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
Yeah, understatement is right. Let's hear from the Pelicans head coach. Following a 131-122 upset of Oak City at home last night, take a listen.
To tell you the truth, you know, this whole thing has been a dumpster fire, you know, and it's just hard. You know, for guys, you know, we want guys to be professional and we want them to do this, but it's hard for guys, you know, to go through what they've been through. And to be able to come out and be the team of that quality, I'm happy for all the guys. I just thought that they did a great job.
Now, here he is on Anthony Davis as he was leaving the court, and in the hallway was his agent, Rich Paul, last night. Left the arena to go have an MRI on his shoulder. MRI came back with just a contusion, so no significant injury. Did not go back to the arena. Basically went home, I guess, on a Valentine's Day night.
Yes.
So here is Alvin Gentry talking about the decision by Davis to leave.
Hey, guys, I'm going to talk about the guys that played. They did a great job. We found a way to win the game. That's what's important.
Well, it's very obvious that Coach is ticked off, and rightfully so. And I don't blame him for not wanting to field those questions. And I don't blame the media for asking the questions. You have to. He's the biggest star. Anthony Davis, all the chat has been about AD, yada, yada, yada. We get it. The Pelicans aren't that good, even though they got this huge win last night at home that shocked everyone over the Thunder. But we talked a lot about this earlier, the fact that if you're Anthony Davis, you can't do this. First of all, okay, that he went to block a shot. He drilled Noel, dropped him. And next thing you know, he said his shoulder hurt. He didn't grab his shoulder right away, and he's got a contusion on it, which is nothing. So I'll pass judgment, okay? It's a load of BS, the injury. And nevertheless, for you to go home, okay, because you want to eat chocolates with your significant other, whatever you're doing, and watching Hallmark movies, okay, whatever you're doing, dude, you belong in the arena making the millions of dollars you're making, sitting on the bench or sitting in the locker room, like Moose said earlier, at the very least, you can't leave the building.
No, I can't leave the building. No, terrible. And sets a bad precedence.
Bad character trait there.
It's one thing if you have to go to the hospital, one thing that, you know, listen, he had a slight contusion to his shoulder.
Nothing.
It's not a significant shoulder injury that he was trying to block a shot, attempted of a block shot last night. And it, now, as the head coach described it, yeah, the scenario is a dumpster fire. He and his agent pulled a power play because they thought that the Lakers were the only team that could make a significant offer to New Orleans. Didn't work. The Pelicans decided to say thanks but no thanks and held on to Anthony Davis until this offseason before they find him a new home. He has made it clear he doesn't want to be part of the Pelicans long term. So now you're left with the aftermath. What do? The NBA basically said you cannot abuse the rest rule. They're going to start fining him. So you got to play him. You don't want to play him significant minutes because you don't want him to suffer a significant injury because right. That would hurt his value in a trade. Taz, so now you're left in a position where you have a team of players that are probably can't wait to get rid of the distraction and get ready to focus on just playing basketball. As Julius Randle mentioned last night following that victory, as he dropped in 33 points and grabbed 11 rebounds in the win for New Orleans. But as an organization, you've got to protect the asset. I mean, but you also don't want to pay him to go away.
No.
Because you don't want to pay him to start his vacation early.
No.
The other thing, I mean, think about this. I mean, Anthony Davis, we'll see what happens this weekend, is getting set to represent New Orleans All-Star Weekend in Charlotte.
Oh, that I forgot about that. That's another
thing. I mean, think about that
horrible,
as well.
Horrible. No, it's horrible. And, you know, and like who was it? One of our callers earlier, John from New Jersey, great dude. And John called, and he said the right thing. You know, just sit him on a bench. Just sit him on a bench. That's fine. You don't need this guy. These players on this Pelican team, this will build more cohesiveness with them, and it'll build more camaraderie and a bond with them without AD. He's got to be outcast Jones, man. I don't care what level of sports you're playing. When you know a guy don't want to be there, and he tried to bail, it didn't work out, and now he's stuck there with you. You don't want that guy balling with you. You don't want that guy in a locker room with you. You don't want that guy in a bus with you. And nevertheless, you go and leave the arena off of a contusion because you went to block a shot. You dropped the guy you went to block the shot on. There was nothing wrong with you. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Anthony Davis. You're a gigantic, massive man that's an elite athlete, and you ought to be ashamed of yourself that you had that kind of a low standard and character to leave the building. Be a team player. Suck it up. You're getting paid, son. Stay there.
Yeah.
Getting hot now on a Friday.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Hot takes, hot cheese, everything. Calm me down.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm good now.
I don't disagree with anything that you just said. But I also don't think it's going to affect his value at all in the trade market either. I think you're looking at a scenario that, unlike anything else you've seen in the NBA in quite some time, or if ever, where you're looking at a player that is a top five player in the sport that is as elite can be, that made a trade demand late in the game, and the Pelicans were not afforded the opportunity to exhaust every possible option of where to trade him. So, I mean, you look at New Orleans, they did what was right by their organization. Now, for the NBA, you've got to give them parameters to now do what's right by their organization as well, and to make sure that Davis is as healthy as he can be come July when they're going to trade him.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's the scenario that's got to play out, because it's now become a consistent and constant distraction for Gentry and the rest of the team. And you got a player. I mean, you got his agent meeting him in the hallway as he's leaving the court, as they're walking back to the locker room. I mean, it's a brutal scenario.
Horrible.
And Taz, it is a god-awful look for the NBA.
That's the bigger picture. I mean, think about the big grand scheme of things. Yes, it definitely is. Totally agree with you.
All right, next.
Number two.
Adam Silver hasn't given any thought to inquiries by NFL owners.
Yeah, it's interesting. So the NFL has kicked the tires on a couple of occasions trying to get the NBA commissioner to jump leagues and join the National Football League. Now, we know that Roger Goodell has made the National Football League a lot of money. We know that Roger Goodell's time as NFL commissioner is, you know, ticking. We know he doesn't have a great relationship with some of the NFL owners, specifically Robert Kraft, after everything went down with Deflategate and the suspension of Tom Brady, Taz. But ultimately, he works for the owners, and ultimately, his job there is to make them more and more money, and he's done that.
Right.
And he's done that. Now, the interesting thing is this. Silver, and here's where I think, Taz, here's why I think the NFL is so interested in Adam Silver, is this very reason. There is a now, Silver is very good at what he does.
Yeah, yeah.
He is a progressive thinker.
Likeable guy.
Yeah. The NBA is also the evolution of the NBA, where it continues to gather steam in terms of popularity. It's clearly the number two most popular sport here in the States. And has surpassed Major League Baseball, but is clearly behind the National Football League. Now, the reason why I think they're so interested in Silver, it's not what he's going to do as a progressive thinker or making him more money. The relationship that Silver has with the NBA player,
right,
as compared to the relationship that Goodell has with the NFL player. And I think Goodell has been more combustible, more feisty, more thick-headed at times, clearly has been a PR disaster. I think they're interested in Silver because Adam has been a guy that's been a big-time peacemaker and has also handled some delicate situations in the NBA brilliantly, to where his relationship with the NBA player on the whole is very, very good.
I completely agree, and your breakdown is perfect because that's true. Silva does. He has a better connection, a connectivity with the NBA athlete. And, you don't have that one iota with the NFL. These guys hate. They publicly bury Goodell. Publicly. I mean, you hear the boo pops, as we call it in the wrestling business, when he comes out, when he mentions his name, when he comes out for the combine, for the draft. And you hear it's, here's the commissioner, gimmick name, it's Roger Goodell. And it's like, the boos are just deafening. It's comical.
Good evening and welcome to the NFL draft.
See, that's real stuff right there. And he's making, what, $40 million a year? Something like
31,
that?
31, I think he made last year.
I was off by $10 million. My bad.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
but that's an extreme amount of money.
It's insane. And what does Silver make? Do we know what he makes?
I do not. Offhand. Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm sure he's making a boatload of money as well. And it's a highly visible position. You're running. You're the commissioner of a league. That's fine. Make all the money that you can possibly make. And I'm sure Silver is making a boatload, too. It's intriguing that they continue to chase what I think is somebody that's unattainable. I'd be absolutely stunned if Adam Silver ever left the NBA for the National Football League.
It's not happening.
I would be stunned. They continue to try and chase that. What it does show you is that there's not a guy behind Goodell that they are in love or enamored with. So it'll be interesting to see who exactly is the next commissioner of the National Football League when that day does come. But Adam Silver continues to reiterate, right, thanks but no thanks. He has no interest in leaving the NBA.
Number 3.
Colin Kaepernick wanted $20 million or more to consider playing in the AAF.
Well, it's kind of seems like, we were talking earlier, I kind of feel like this is, that kind of number is insanely high, and it kind of shows that Kaepernick doesn't want to play in the AAF, in my opinion. He's making them an offer that they can refuse, that they can't afford. And, for Ebersol to reach out to, Kaepernick, the leverage goes right to Kaepernick. And Kaepernick knows, and you and I both agree, Moose, on this, we talked earlier about this, that he would be the main draw. He would put asses in seats. He would just amp that league up because of his star power and probably be one of the better quarterbacks or the best quarterback in the whole league. But you did a great job earlier, and I don't want to, you talked about the money, and I'm sure you're getting into it, how much the players make there in the AAF and the difference.
Yeah, well, they're making $83,000 a year.
Yeah.
Plus, $83,333, I think, specifically. Each player signed a three-year, $250,000 non-guaranteed contract. So it's not a significant amount of money. Listen, and you're right, Kaepernick, number one, he might look at the AAF as an insult. Right. I'm just throwing stuff out there. I mean, he might look at that as being a case. Well, it's not the National Football League. Now, if they're willing to overpay me, I'm going to give them an extreme amount of money. If they're willing to give me that, then I'll go play for, the Arizona Hotshots. Right. And he gave them amount of money for any startup venture, Taz, they can't do.
No, it's a developmental budget. It's nowhere in the budget.
Right, but I get why he did.
Right.
Because he's a marketable guy.
Of course.
He's a huge name that crosses over from the football field to, everybody. I mean, for the most part, you'd have to have your head in complete sand for the last 3 years to not at some point in time heard the name Colin Kaepernick. Even if you're not a football fan.
Or a sports fan.
Right.
People know who he is.
People know who the name is. Yeah. So, there comes value with that. So I get the idea of him asking for $20 million, but you're probably right. He asked for such an extreme amount of money. Because I think if he said, I'll do it for $4 or $5 million, which is a nice payday when you're looking at a 10-week regular season.
Man, they'll find the money.
And $5 million, I think he'd probably be playing in the AAF.
You're right. The other thing,
though, for an extreme amount that they can't meet.
But something we didn't get into, the other thing, though, in the AAF, you hear the commentary that I heard last week on their first week. There is, this is just from a football perspective. This has nothing to do with the money, right? And maybe Kaepernick knows this, too. There is a concern of the quarterback play, but not only that, the offensive linemen that they're getting, they've got. So you got to think, Kaepernick's thinking a couple things. Well, first of all, I don't want to get destroyed. Okay, that's the first thing. Okay, if you got defensive players that are just pinning their ears back, coming full bore, trying to get in the NFL, and I'm going to be a punching bag for them, no thanks if we got no legitimate blocking. Not only that, I'll ask for $20 million because I really don't want to do this. Okay, and if they're going to pay me $20 million, okay, then I'll do it. And then anybody who says, wow, you're in the AAF, you're not in the NFL, people will be like, well, he can be like, well, I'm getting $20 million. Yeah, damn right. I'm wearing. You give me $20 million. Yeah. If I'm Kevin, I'll wear an AAF hat, T-shirt, and
that.
Thong yeah. every day. Yeah. Every day.
Go. I get that. I get that.
People wear thong still. You don't hear thong anymore. Is that a popular thing, Mike?
I mean, it is warmer climate than in Europe.
A little bit of a veer off there, Moose.
Yeah,
you
just a tad.
I like to do that sometimes.
Anyway, so.
Keep you on your toes, kid.
So there you go. Anyway, you look at Kaepernick. We'll see exactly. I think his days as being a quarterback are over. Get what he asked for from the AAF, but also understand from their perspective why they said thanks. But no thanks. We'll get into Jacob DeGrom's Cy Young boo-boo. Ugh. We'll do that next. It's Taz, it's Moose on a Friday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Couldn't help but hearing you during the break talking to our new update guy, Brad Heller. You're doing a lot of cooking for a lot of people, I hear.
Yeah, March 2nd.
You got people coming over to the house?
Yes.
Family gathering?
Correct. Family we're doing like a family party for Jackson and Paul's birthdays.
You cater it. What are you, crazy?
No.
How many people you got? Like 20 people?
25 30? People.
You're out of your mind.
I know.
That's a lot of work, bro. Right, Brett? That's a lot of work.
I know it's a lot of work.
You say it so nonchalantly, probably because it's February 15th. March 1st to be like, what am I doing?
That's true.
Call a local pizzeria. I need 10 pies.
I know. You're right about that.
And a side of Big Z. Just one
get,
side.
The closer we get to it, the more I think, yeah. We're going to do sausage, peppers, and onions.
So you make a nice sausage pepper?
I do, yeah.
And you're not Italiano?
No.
Can you bring a little side batch for your co-host?
I'll bring some in.
I'm a big sausage pepper
like
guy.
That? I'll bring that. You know what? You
Mike's
know what
a big sausage. He loves the sausage and pepper.
Yeah, I mean, all meats.
So we know that.
Thank
That's
you.
Well established with Mike. He's a big, I just side.
You know what
just,
else I like? Sausage, Mike's peppers, onions, and potatoes. You dice the potatoes and throw it in
well,
there.
That's good.
Dude, that's legit. And if you go into a pizzeria, I can't speak for other people in other parts of the country. But I know in the Northeast, especially on Strong Island, which some call Long Island, you can get yourself some nice potato and eggs at a pizzeria.
That's nice.
Potato and eggs
potato
is
and eggs,
you
legit.
Know.
Yeah, that's
so you're going to make sausage and peppers, and what else?
Penne alla vodka.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
The Moose bringing it. Just bringing it.
Holding out on
you. Got sternals? You're getting the whole thing?
No, yes. We got to go get
really?
It. Yeah.
Wow. Dude, you're going full catered job. I'm very impressed.
We'll make a salad, and then we'll do another dish. Like
Your wife makes the salad, I guess?
She'll make the salad, yeah.
Right, right. And then you...
I'll do the other stuff.
Jiminy crickets, dude. That's
25 people. That's a lot of
pasta. That's a lot of food, man. That's just a lot. You got three kids running around just throwing footballs and basketballs.
Well,
and
like this
pucks.
Christmas, I cooked for... We had 18 people.
And you cooked?
I cooked.
Dude, you catered.
I made
love, you
tray lasagna. I made roast
sleep?
Pork.
Do you sleep ever?
He's and I made a tenderloin of beef.
He's always working. He's always cooking, working. He's doing everything.
Did.
He's got an S. Listen,
with
Brett,
a nice
you take
mushroom
his shirt off.
And red wine reduction.
You take his shirt off. There's a big S on his chest.
Yes.
Don't you realize that? The most romantic man. He's a professional
cook. I'm not the most romantic man.
He hosts every radio show in the country.
Donald, don't pay me like that. Donald's got another story, but I'm not. Don't pay me as the most romantic guy.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Like, really, you've got everything covered. Dude, I'm just very impressed. That's a lot
of
cooking.
Is that one pot for all the pasta, or is that multiple pots?
What is he, Fred Flintstone?
I'm just curious.
No, it'll be one pot. We have a big...
No, we can't do one pot.
No, a big, yeah. We have a tall, like.
How many? That's three
12,
pounds of pasta?
A 12 quart of pot.
That's a good
like
question.
4 pounds of pasta.
Easy, Mike, calm down.
Like
very
4 pounds of pasta.
Mike.
Because you're going to have other, you know, you have other
dude,
stuff.
How do you
to
fit
eat.
In 4 pounds of pasta in one pot? What are you kidding me?
Well, it's just like.
Yeah, we got huge pots at the
you
house.
You know what I'm talking
I
about.
I know, I grew
it's
up
it's
this
a very
way.
Tall
yeah.
one. Yeah. Yeah,
it's tall.
It fits 4 pounds.
You got
pounds.
Gas or flame? What do you got going on there? You got not gas. You got
not,
electric?
Not gas. No. I
you
hate
got gas?
Electric.
Right.
It's going to take hours to boil.
Electric is terrible.
I know. It's tough.
I hate electric.
It's
we
tough.
Moved into our house. That's the first thing that we did. They had electric. We moved it over to gas. Because luckily, we had gas in the house because we have gas heat.
So you did the switch
and
over.
And they did the, right, plumber
sometimes you, over. Sometimes you can't. I've was, lived where you're in a spot where you couldn't. We
oh,
didn't
no.
have it.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Right.
Stuff.
I didn't want to have the propane tank outside the house and then run the line inside. You can do that.
You can. We didn't have, we just had gas. But it wasn't, I'm not gas, electric. But it was. We got used to it after a while, but it's not as good as gas.
I just
no,
like
no,
gas. You can
no,
control
right.
it
it's,
a little
it's,
bit
it's
better.
Totally better. No, it's totally better.
Plus, I feel like when electric, you feel like it smells like something's burning all the time.
Well,
it's good for the pot.
Well, yeah. I hate it. Well, something like that smell. I mean, no, but it's just impressive. You're just
well, I'll bring some. When I make it, so that Monday.
I was joking, but if you want to bring it.
No, please, I'll bring some.
Just realize I will critique. I will give my real opinion on this.
I understand.
That's a nice bonding moment for you and I. Moose, that's a nice bonding moment.
Hello, friends.
Really?
Here's what I'll expect. I will not expect a glowing review.
Oh, no, no. You know me. That's not me.
That's
you know
the
me.
Attitude.
Yeah, you know.
3 weeks out, he's like, it's going to stink.
No, he's saying me. He's talking about me.
No, I know.
Yeah, I got to rep Brad. I could be negative a little here and there. Yeah.
I will bring some, though. I will make extra. I'll bring some.
Do you cook Hispanic or Mexican food?
No, like what? Like what are you talking about? Like tacos? Like
no, I'm just saying like rice and beans. You know that kind
I make
of
black
charitos,
beans.
chorizo. What's the sauce? You like burritos?
Well, guacamole?
No, not guacamole.
Chorizo.
Thank you. That's the word.
I can make chorizo.
Yeah, with eggs. You have chorizo and eggs.
I make Donna often every other week. I make her a pot of black beans.
Wow, a whole pot.
Yeah, I'll make her a pot of black beans.
Well, she doesn't eat meat.
No, so you use a little vegetable stock, a little, make sure to put a bay leaf in there, a little onion, a little garlic, three cloves
greatest
of garlic.
Man who ever lived.
You
right
got to soak the beans, and then you cook it for an hour and a half, and then you let it soak for 4 hours to soften the beans.
Dude, buy the ones that you buy in a microwave. You microwave them.
I got to be honest. I could listen to Moose talk about cooking all day.
Seriously, I'm looking at you in a new light right now.
You should have stopped that. I could listen to Moose all day.
But when I'm adding the bay leaf. I love it. I love the food talk.
What,
a little basil?
You
can put
basil
in that.
You should do a cooking podcast. You and Mike should do a cooking podcast. You got time, Moose.
Yeah.
You do a cooking podcast. Plenty of time. You kidding me? I think you got an extra 34 minutes on
pitch
Saturday.
We could pitch it to the Food Network and everything.
That's a great
idea. Great.
You could be an executive chef while you're out.
I'm all in on this. Yeah, all right, Moose, we'll schedule a meeting.
Yeah,
Taz and the Moose Food Show.
Call Adam Bloom, work this thing out.
That's it.
Well, I can't. It's the Taz and Mikey B Food Show.
Moose and Mikey B,
and I'll be the MC. I'll narrate the whole thing.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, you guys cook. It'd be great. I'll put you guys over huge. Right. Hello.
What are you cooking there?
What are you cooking there?
Why don't you add some basil into that? Yo, you got any chorizo over there?
Dude, 4 pounds of pasta, bacon, penne alla vodka. You're out of your mind, dude.
I know.
Cater it. Cost you $150. Come on, cater it.
I understand.
Bruce, you got a lot of problems. Money ain't one of them. Just kidding. You know what I'm saying, bro?
I understand. Thank you, Taz. Thank you.
Oh! All right.
Brad, good morning.
Good morning. All right. This report is sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance.
Bob Feller.
Another Anthony Davis injury, this time to his shoulder. He didn't play in the second half against the Thunder, but the Pelicans didn't need him.
Holiday over to Miller, angle left, inside the paint. Randall again fades from the crowd, shoots and scores. Six-footer for Randall gives him 31 points.
Sean Kelly on Pelicans Radio. Julius Randall finished with 33 and 11 rebounds in a 131-122 win. Russell Westbrook, 44 for OKC. In a triple-double, his streak is now 11 in a row for triple-doubles. Davis reportedly left the arena during the second half to get an MRI, which showed a muscle contusion, but head coach Alvin Gentry didn't want to focus on that.
Hey, guys, I'm going to talk about the guys that played. They did a great job. We found a way to win the game. That's what's important.
No word yet if Davis will be able to play in Sunday's All-Star game. The other big story from last night in the NBA.
Handshakes, fist pounds, 3 seconds, 2-1, Smith lets it go. The Knicks have come to Atlanta and won it just before All-Star Weekend, 106-91. The franchise record 18-game slide is history.
Ed Cohen on Knicks Radio, the Knicks beating the Hawks in Atlanta. The Magic crushed the Hornets 127-89. The Thunder reportedly adding free agent Markieff Morris. College basketball, Gonzaga's won 15 straight, 73-60 over Loyola Marymount. Houston's made it 9 in a row. The Cougars won at UConn 71-63. Baseball, interesting situation developing between the Mets and Cy Young winner Jacob DeGrom. DeGrom's camp setting a deadline for opening day to work out a contract extension. Without a deal, DeGrom yesterday hinted that he could consider an innings limit. Now his former agent, Brody Van Wagenen, is now the Mets GM.
I don't anticipate any concerns. I think one thing that we will be aware of on our side is we want to protect Jacob DeGrom as much as Jacob DeGrom and as much as his agents want to protect him, because he matters to us, not just during the regular season, but his impact is even more important for us in October.
DeGrom is under team control for two more seasons. Late NHL scores. Canucks beat the Kings in a shootout 4-3. Maple Leafs topped the Golden Knights 6-3. A couple of goals for Austin Matthews, including the 100th of his career. The Capitals over the Sharks in San Jose 5-1. The Blues blanked the Coyotes 4-0 for their eighth straight win. Gentlemen.
Thank you, Brad.
Appreciate
it. Moose, I was thinking real quick, one more thing about the chef thing with you.
Yeah.
Because I think there's something there. Because I could see Mike as your sous chef. Chef, like, I could see that. Him wearing, like, some kind of an off-white beige cooking jacket.
Sounds right.
With a hat. And Moose, you wear the pearl, the bright white. You got to wear the bright, like, almost like a wedding dress color.
Okay.
Of a chef's coat with the hat. I mean, we got to get you measured up by a tailor. They got long arms. You know what I mean? Yeah. We got to see. We still don't know your arm length.
No, I'm trying to find that out. No, I'm sorry. I didn't do that.
Got to work on that.
When
and
I went home.
We're going to get you measured up. You can wear sweats, like wear gray sweats and sneakers. We're not going to see your lower half.
Okay.
And I just think you as a cook, as a chef, I should say, and with your boy Mike, because he's always following you around the station here all the time. He's your buddy. So it'd be great
painting a picture like Mike's my lackey.
Ride the big
like
moose.
Like he's following me around like a lost puppy.
Yes.
I didn't say
that's what you just painted him at. That's the way you portrayed him.
Well, I don't mean Mike, it didn't come off like that, did it? I mean,
it's okay.
I'm sorry. I just think it'd be a nice thing you guys, you both love to cook. I just think it'd be great.
Yeah.
So, Mike, you'd have to, like, chop up, like, the scallions, the carrots. You gotta
I'm the sous chef. I do all the...
Yeah, like a jobber.
You gotta do the prep work.
Yeah.
Behind every great chef, though, is a great sous chef.
That's right. I could picture Mike. He's a big whistler. Like, that's why you got the whistle monster
on. While you work.
I could picture him whistling there, just chopping up some onions, and you're like, come on, Mike! You're taking hot takes on him in the kitchen. You're just yelling at him about tomatoes.
That's a good idea. Oh, we gotta flush that idea out a little bit.
It's not a bad idea.
Let's have a meeting.
Nets.
Can you get a meeting going, Mike?
Let's take a meeting.
Yeah. Sit down for 30 minutes, get nothing done.
I think we're going to put it on video.
Let's take a meeting. All right.
Excuse me.
Anyway, Jacob DeGrom met with the media yesterday. But before he met with the media, number one, I really thought when you win like one of these major awards, like you win a gold glove, the award's pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah.
You win a silver slugger, the silver bat, pretty impressive in Major League Baseball. The Cy Young Award that they hand out in Major League Baseball is atrocious.
Horrible.
I mean, it's on a chintzy piece of wood block that obviously is not real wood because it looks like in what I'm referencing is the award was shipped down to Port St. Lucie. And I don't know, and it was obviously not wrapped in bubble wrap. Maybe they just stuck it in an envelope and sent it down to the Mets training facility down in Port St. Lucie. And it was missing letters, and a big piece of the back of it, the fake wood, was missing as well.
You are correct, sir.
They're going to get it replaced and fixed, but I got to be honest, you just won the Cy Young Award. You're the best pitcher in the National League. I mean, the award is atrocious.
And they send this thing like FedEx ground. Like, really, what are you doing here? I mean,
Wrap
it in bubble wrap. It says on it, presented to Jacob DeGrom, and then there's like some other... It says the outstanding National League pitcher 2018. And the word outstanding, the S, the D, and the ding part, outstanding. Okay, the S, the D, and the G is kind of scuffed up, Moose, as you know.
Yeah.
I'm just letting our audience understand what's going on because they're probably not looking at it. So, yeah, this is a big poofah.
Well,
and the whole award, to your point, it really is ugly as hell. It's disgusting.
Well, yeah, it's not a good-looking award. And then you get to the contract scenario with Jacob DeGrom, who yesterday, and let's hear from Big Jake himself. You heard from Van Wagenen in the bottom of the hour update with Heller. But here is the reigning Cy Young Award winner in the National League. On his contract, where there's been a deadline placed, he's got 2 years left to control. The Mets have after arbitration, gets set to get paid about $17 million, just a tad over.
Yeah.
This upcoming MLB season, coming off the Cy Young, he wants a long term deal. They set a deadline for opening day in order to get a deal done. Here is DeGrom on his future with the Mets.
I keep saying it. I've enjoyed my time here. I like playing in New York. Love it. Fans have been great to me. Great atmosphere. And you would like to see yourself as, or I would like to see myself as part of the future.
Well, and me as a Met fan, and many of us on the show, Mike and Pete, Met fans, you, Moose, are a Yankee fan. But I could tell you, for those out there that aren't from the tri-state area, maybe you're not a Met fan or whatever, He is loved. He's not Jacob DeGrom's not lying. He's loved. But every Met fan I know loves him. You have to love him. Yeah. So and he's just a perfect fit for the Mets, and it's been great. So hopefully things work out. But even as a Yankee fan, I'm sure you respect the hell out of him.
Oh, no doubt. He's a great pitcher. He's great. Yeah. I love watching him pitch, and he's a great performer and fantastic at what he does. Here he is, DeGrom now, talking about an innings limit.
I think that's going to be a discussion that's going to have to be had with my agent. That's going to be, I'm going to have to sit down with them and really see what they think is best for me moving forward.
I don't believe him on that.
Well,
he's putting the heat on that. It's what he thinks is best. He knows, what he should be capped off per, as far as innings.
Well, threw 217 innings last year,
right.
Had the nerve surgery in 17, Tommy John surgery 2010. Now, DeGrom is 30 years of age, and we've seen this free agency market with the likes of Dallas Keuchel, Kimbrel, Machado, and Harper still out there, right? We know that the market has frozen up a little bit in terms of these big money long-term deals. He wants a contract. Now, the one thing he can't kick the tires on here, and got to be careful, especially in New York, Taz, is you can't start talking about the fact of not being all in when you're getting paid $17 million.
Well, that's true.
You can't be doing that because as beloved as Jacob DeGrom is, if he starts getting into a scenario where – well, we're only available for 6 innings tonight, or he's only available for 110 pitches. Can't be doing that because that'll tick the fan base off. As beloved as he is now, you can't be doing that. And I think it's an empty threat,
right?
But be careful what you threaten as well.
I completely agree with you. Okay, and I'm going to tell a lot of times I give analogies from wrestling just because and Brock Lesnar, you know who Brock is, obviously.
Yeah,
you know, and
sure.
Brock, a friend of mine, but he's an amazing performer. And WWE fans, respect Brock, and he's the Universal Champion. He's the top guy, right? He has what they call, it's called a days clause. I had one in my contracts. That means there's only a certain amount of days you can wrestle per month.
Okay.
Okay, so you don't, it keeps more longevity for you. He's got a very limited days clause, which is great negotiating by him and his agent, Brock. And the WWE fans over the past couple of years have turned on him. They don't know what's called the days clause, but they know that he's not at Raw all the time. He's not at house shows, live events all the time because he has a days clause, and it pisses off the fan base because he's not all in and he's getting a big push as a champ. Me, as a former wrestler, I get why he's doing it. I respect the business end of it, but I understand the fan perspective too. So when you just said that about DeGrom, you're right. That does take off the fan.
And then
there's
also the rub of it, the teammates as well. I mean, Taz, they're looking to win this year. I mean, Van Wagner's looking to win this year.
Your lips to God's ears.
And he is, unfortunately for DeGrom, he's not 25, 26, 27 years of age with 2 years left to control. He's 30.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
He's going to. So when he hits free agency, if no contract is reached, he'll be 32. He's looking to max out his value, and that's fine. But Taz, you also got to be careful here because we all saw in 15 how the Met fan, and I get they were tired of Matt Harvey,
right.
And he was a divisive personality. But Matt Harvey got obliterated in the media when there was the possibility of him shutting it down and not pitching in the postseason or down the stretch for the Mets. If you're DeGrom and you want to paint yourself as being this all-in, ultra-competitive guy, I'm sure it would bother the fans. I'm sure there might be some guys that are not going to openly, publicly come out and say it. But if you look at other guys on that team where you're trying to win, and he's making $17 million, mind you, that there might be some guys on that team that he ticks off. But that's a side story. He cannot threaten. If you're going to threaten to start to have an innings limit to preserve yourself for free agency, then what are we doing here?
Nah, he
can't do it.
DeGrom's got to stay out. Like, his lips, his mouth, his voice should not be in front of anybody in the media saying things like that. You got to put the heat. Now, I got to talk to my agents about all this stuff. Just got to be vague.
Totally agree.
You just got to be vague. And even though we would know, fans might not get it, but we would know that when the agent speaks, it's actually coming from the player, the athlete. It's just better when you don't hear it from the athlete to the point you just
agreed.
Made. It just sounds like...
Sounds awful.
Sounds bad.
Taz, he could have cut it off at the knees yesterday by doing exactly what you just said.
Correct.
Listen,
man.
It's in my agent's hands. Yeah, I'm here to talk about this season. I'm looking forward to having another incredible year.
And I'm trying to get my trophy fixed. That's
correct.
It.
Yes. So. Come back. The undercard. Stories we missed here on this big Friday morning. It's Taz. It's Moose with you right here. CBS Sports Radio.
It's It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. In 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Time right now to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question is from Bernard out in Indianapolis. Any interest in NBA All-Star Weekend? Taz, you?
No.
Yeah.
I don't. I have none.
Not really.
I really don't. I really don't, dude. I
just looked up who was the four contestants in the dunk contest.
Who was it?
I just found out, you know, Nick is going. Dennis Smith Jr.
Oh, all right.
Former Maverick.
Still not going to watch.
Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every single day. So yesterday was a special day. Certainly it was Valentine's Day. Today in the Malusis household is a special day because it is our oldest son's Jackson's birthday.
Oh,
6 years old today, February 15th. I can't believe my oldest son was born 6 years ago.
Well, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jackson. Happy birthday to you.
They're in the car heading off to school. I know it seems like one of my kids is celebrating a birthday every month, but it's not this.
You basically have an offensive line. You have enough kids to play for a football team.
25% of the year.
Do you guys call him Jax or Jackson?
Call him Jackson.
Do his friends call him Jax or Jack? They call him Jack?
No, I've heard people say Jack before to him, but he corrects him and says, my name's Jackson.
Right, so he wants to be right.
Yeah, he likes Jackson.
Well, then, you know, as he gets older, he might want to be
Jack.
I think Jackson's cool, though.
As long as he's not changing his name later on.
My name now is Seymour,
right,
Mom.
Exactly. Huh?
Don't do that, Jackson. Don't go with Seymour. He's probably laughing right now.
He's probably laughing.
Oh, Mommy, that Uncle Taz, he's crazy.
Happy birthday. I'll walk in the house, and they'll be like, how was Taz this morning? I go, we had a good show this morning.
Fair to Midland. How was Taz this morning? Yeah, Jackson's like your dad. Did he get it right for the guy by the water cooler in Green Bay?
Exactly right. Right, stop being so anal.
You got it today,
just let it go.
Did he let it go today, Dad?
Let it go.
Well, that's awesome. You guys got something planned later on?
We're getting pizza for lunch.
Oh, all right.
So he's getting then.
Surprised you're not cooking up some pizza.
And then I don't want to ruin it because there's a special surprise this afternoon.
I apologize. Okay.
So I know they're in the car. So
surprises
are
cool, Jackson.
Yes. So happy birthday, Jackson. 6 years old.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Yeah, we love you very much.
It's awesome, man.
All right. Let's get to it. The undercard.
Taz and the Moose present The Undercard. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
All right, Mike.
Well, we all thought that Moose was the biggest romantic in the world, but it turns out it's Kanye West.
Oh, stop the pain.
Kanye had Kenny G perform in the living room for his wife, Kim Kardashian West.
Dang.
She tweeted, no big deal. Kenny G in my living room. Happy Valentine's Day. Smooch, smooch, smooch emoji. Nice move getting Kenny G in the house.
I have to say, I think that's smooth. And let me tell you something. I do not like Kanye West one bit. But I got to say, Kenny G, I've seen him perform live at Jones Beach Theater, right? My wife and I, on a nice summer night. Dude, unbelievable.
I'm sure.
That might be the worst Kenny G song I've ever heard. That sounds like a junior in high school, playing a clarinet.
This is Kenny G in the house. Okay. This was live.
What he was playing yesterday.
Nice endorsement.
I've heard him do better in a studio.
What do you think Kenny G got paid to show up at the house?
$200,000? Probably around there, right? You think that much?
I'm asking. What do you think? What do you think Kenny G? You get a call. Unless he's his next door neighbor. I mean, Kenny G, does he live out in California?
I'm sure he does.
In Seattle.
Oh, he lives in
what?
I don't know.
All right,
See you later,
okay, say if Kenny G had to hop on a plane and said, got a call from Kanye's rep or agent or whatever.
Public relations publicist.
We'd like you to come and serenade Kim on Valentine's Day as we're going to have roses spread across and a very empty room. And you're gonna play, a Kim.
He's gonna play like a riff. I don't know what he's playing here
On Valentine's Day. We'd like. How much do you think Kenny G would say that? He's not doing that on the cuff. That's not one word.
No,
like,
he's not.
You know what? I'll take half my day and go to Kim and Kanye's home and go play for them.
Maybe give him like a gift card or something there to like maybe
50 grand?
Like Starbucks, like $100.
$50,000.
I mean, he might be friends. He's a music people. He might be friends with
maybe he is. I'm asking. You think he might do that for free?
I think he might if they live near each other. Maybe just sends a car to his house to pick him up.
Well, I'm saying if they live close to one another. Yeah. If he's down the block, he might do that for free. But, I mean, if you're Kenny G, if you do something well, you never do it for free. There's got to be something in it for you.
Me? You want me to come to someone's house and put them in a headlock? We're looking at a lot of money.
Yeah, that's
just different than playing a clarinet.
Right, I understand. Is that the clarinet?
No, he actually plays
the flute?
No, he doesn't play the flute. I try to remember what it's called. It's like,
I have no idea.
It's the cross between an alto sax and a clarinet, and I can't remember what it's called.
Oh.
The soprano saxophone.
Oh, there you go.
I said alto sax or soprano?
Said alto sax.
But I said alto. Enough. No, I think you're wrong on that, Mike. An alto sax is a higher pitch, okay? A soprano sax is a little heavier.
Mike is on Kenny G's website.
You know what?
He's being told he's wrong.
I've actually held Kenny G's instrument.
You've held his instrument?
Yeah.
Really?
My cousin has it.
Hello.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So,
I met Kenny G one time, Houston 500, Houston salutes.
He had the afro?
He was in the hallway. They did a celebration before that Houston Super Bowl. Panthers.
He played his flute?
He did a little bit, I believe. Did he?
No,
I don't think he did. No, he just got interviewed by Michael Chris. But anyway, when's enough enough?
Well, with Kanye.
Really, honestly. And then you have to publicly throw it out there, which I'm sure gives, Kenny G a lot of street cred. I mean, Kanye is putting you out there all of a sudden. I mean, but you also look like a tool. You're in an empty room. Playing it for one person, but when's enough enough here, Taz?
Yeah,
You've got ridiculous amounts of money.
Yes, I do.
But now you have to have Kenny G serenading Kim Kardashian on Valentine's Day?
I agree with you.
Have individual vases of one rose apiece, basically like 600 of them in the room? Where Kenny G has to get to the spot in the room by basically avoiding a minefield of roses.
Is that true? He had roses everywhere?
Yeah. Everywhere.
Man,
like, literally, the entire floor was covered in roses.
It's like, you're trying too hard, man. You got to chill. I ain't going to do that. I make my wife some bad overnight oats. She loves me. That's how it works.
Right? Yes.
Perfect.
But
right?
Isn't
you go to dinner.
Isn't that rubbing it in the face
you're
a little bit?
Pea soup,
you really
fadana,
need Kenny G.
Black bean something serenade. Yeah, no, it is too much. Listen,
honestly.
It is too much. It is. And you know what? I'm sick of this guy.
My wife
here.
Hates when I say honestly.
I do, too. But this I'll tell you.
That was the
Madonna,
funny
I hear you.
That's a good
one. I have to say. On that note, have a good weekend. Have a good weekend. Happy birthday, Jess.
That's it. I'm done.
That's a wrap for me. Leave on top. That's my gift.
Right. Leave them wanting more.
That's it, brother.
All right. Thanks to Jake DeLome.
Yes.
To Pete and Mike across the way. To Heller with the updates.
Yes.
You guys did a great job on the phones, interacting on social media. Download that podcast, radio.com, Apple Podcasts. Enjoy your Friday. Till Monday, everybody. Happy birthday, Jackson. Peace.
Adios.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.